We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Levi Hart. So welcome, Canadian country artist. Ottawa's your home, and you spend part of the time in Nashville, I guess.
Yeah, I grew up in Ottawa, just actually on the Quebec side, so French was my first language.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough growing up playing country music out there, but it eventually followed my dreams and moved out to Calgary, and eventually led me to Nashville, which was probably one of the best things I'd ever done. Great artists down there, great songwriters, just music just flows through the air, and we ended up collaborating on this last album with a bunch of different people, and I'm pretty proud of it, actually. Yeah, turned out good.
That's good. So this is your latest album, Faith and Love.
Yeah, the thing is in 06 I released something under my real given name of Levi Webb, and I was never really thrilled with the way it rolled off the tongue, I guess, and when I went down to Nashville, I decided to reinvent myself and the music as well, and put a little different of a piece on it. And I followed my heart, which inevitably led to Levi Hart. And so far, people like it, so we're going to keep it.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. So, and Nashville, definitely a life-changing experience for you then.
I think everyone does when they go down there. It's just one of those cities where you go down, and it's just so much music, so much talent,
mm-hmm.
Just blows through the air that you can't help but be inspired and want to write and play. And because it just makes you a better artist overall. So, I can never say anything bad about it. And I've been down there twice, lived down there for months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And every experience has always been rewarding, for sure.
Oh, I can imagine. A lot of networking, a lot of inspiration. Now, when did you go down to Nashville?
I was down there in 2009 for about 6 or 7 months, and I was down there in 2010. Last year, I drove down the day that it flooded, literally the day it flooded. It was crazy, too, and I drove down, and I remember coming up to the border of Nashville anyways,
mm-hmm.
and maybe within a half hour, and I was talking to some of my friends, and I'm like, you should probably turn around. And I was like, well, I just drove 16 hours. I don't think I really want to turn around. It can't be that bad. And literally, like, there were houses floating by.
Amazing.
It was so bad. But, first couple of weeks I was down there, I ended up helping out a lot of different people in the city and stuff like that, just to give back to the community a bit. I'm going to be there for a while. And, it was nice to at least give something back with a helping hand.
Sure. And definitely probably gave you some inspiration for songwriting, too.
Yeah, it was good. It was definitely good. It was sad. But, mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong when you're giving something back to people. And I always believe in karma and paying it forward. And, it all worked out for me in the end.
Good. Now, you started actually playing music at the age of 14?
Yeah, and I was pretty awful, I'll admit it. I'm one of those classic people who just wasn't born with talent. But I just loved to do it. And especially growing up in a French area, mm-hmm. playing country music wasn't my best, it wasn't the best thing for me anyway. So mm-hmm. I had to overcome a lot of people telling me that they didn't want to listen to it, and I just did it because I loved it. I just loved playing music so much, and, after doing it for 14, since I was 14, 32 now, that's 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I should probably be a lot better. I've never taken any vocal lessons or specific training, but, if you play every day for so long, you're bound to get better.
Okay.
So I guess that's pretty much what happened.
Oh, sounds good to me. Did you start playing in French? Or?
No, I didn't. Well, even though French was my first language,
yeah.
for sure, I just found it easier to sing in English and express a lot of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great French artists, though, in Quebec that I've, grew up listening to for sure, but
mm-hmm.
majority of the stuff I've always written came out in English. But it's funny, though, because everyone always asks me if I've ever written or sung in French, and it just never was my forte.
Now, who were some of the artists that maybe inspired you along the way?
To be honest, the first person that ever really kicked in any gear for me when I was 14, 15 was Garth Brooks,
mm-hmm.
there's no doubt. I still remember listening to or watching the Thunder Rolls video and just seeing this guy playing outside and the rain's pouring down. And it just looked like he was having so much fun. And I told my mom right there, that's what I want to do someday. I just want to be able to do that and enjoy myself. Because if you can't enjoy what you're doing in this business, you're going to burn out pretty fast. You've got to love it for sure, because it's tough. There's a lot of work involved. And without the passion for it, you fizzle out pretty fast.
I guess so. Definitely have to have the passion. Have you been busy this summer doing a lot of festivals, different things like that?
I've been doing a lot more writing in essence and trying to get ready for this album release and promotions wise. I didn't get to do as much as I wanted to for playing in the summertime as I had originally planned. And majority of this is going to be in fall because of the release and the promotions and stuff like that. There's a lot of great fairs up here in Canada for sure, but and no offense to Canada, it's just, there's a lot more down in the States that I've really enjoyed playing the last couple of summers. And I look forward to getting back to all of them, to be honest, but really grounding my roots back in Canada again, because I've been away for so long. I feel like a lot of the Canadian fan base really just doesn't know enough about me anymore just because of me being away. And it's sad in essence, but that's my main goal right now, is to try to get some back my Canadian roots and get my fans in Canada to get to hear more of it.
Okay, good. Now we're playing your latest song, Borderline Crazy. Tell us about that.
Borderline Crazy is it was a really cool song, and it was written by some friends of mine back in Calgary when I lived there for a couple of years. I made some great contacts and some really good friends. And Ron McNeil, who's got cuts for Willie Mack and about 40 different artists right now, and Darren Crone also doing very well. And they're just a bunch of fun guys who sat down one day and just wrote a song about just, you know, having a good time, heading to Mexico, not giving a care in the world about what anyone thinks, and just letting it loose and carefree with a Mexican lady. But, you know, it's all about just having fun and having a good time and letting yourself go. And I think a lot of what I stand for resolves in that. That's why I really love the song so much. So I was happy the way it came out. It's a great song, and I appreciate you guys playing it for us.
Oh, we love to play it here. So that is on your new album coming out?
Yeah, that's on the new one, Faith and Love Rule. Originally, I guess it's probably, I guess, be considered my debut, even though it's, you know, it's the second album for me. But we had a couple other releases all over the world, but Borderline Crazy seems to be doing very well all over the place. They've picked it up in Japan, Australia, Russia, Czech, England, so many different places, and a lot of little countries I've never even heard of, which is really weird, but I guess they're really taking to it, so it's been very good to us.
That amazes me that country music is popular in some of those countries, for instance, Japan.
Yeah, it blew me away too, and I was it was cool to hear. And obviously, you know, they're actually playing some of my stuff off my older album now that they've got this. They kind of inquired a little bit more, so it's been rewarding all over in all aspects, and it's definitely cool to know that they're playing it out in places like that.
That's neat. It's definitely being discovered here and there all over the world. Are you an independent artist, or are you signed with a label?
Signed as an independent artist to an independent label down in the States through Outback Records, and I've been with them for a couple of years now. There's a lot of advantages and disadvantages, obviously, to both. But one of the most important things is they've let me keep my creativity. You know, 90% of the songs on the albums are mine. I write them. I co-produce all the songs as well to make sure that, you know, they come out the way I sound, to make sure that we're not cookie cutting anything, just to make sure that it sounds just like everything. I really enjoy having my own personal feel to a lot of the music, and luckily they've been very gracious in allowing me to keep that creativity. You know, we don't have the big label abilities to market everything we want to, but I find in the end, you know, we're putting out a product at least that is competitive enough, and that I think to me is more important than being able to market something regardless of its quality.
Oh, for certain. Good. Now, you have quite the website. Do you want to give our listeners the address?
Yeah, LeviHeart.com. It's Flash-based. A lot of good stuff. You can purchase the album off there. You can go to MP3s. You can download them individually. And if you want, I know for limited time, I've been busy signing a lot of individual albums. There's an option there right now to get an autographed copy. And, you know, it's good. I mean, I don't mind it at all. So if anyone wants to do that, they're more than welcome to go to the site and purchase it directly through there, and I'll sign it off and send a little personal thank you.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Is it available on iTunes, too? Or?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. Okay. There's tons of different websites. You know, I know for years I've been promoting myself online. There's about 10 different types of websites. We can go and listen to some of the tracks, but LeviHeart.com is definitely the main one, and that's where people should go for sure.
Good. Are you on Facebook, too?
Yeah, Facebook, okay. MySpace, you know, it's funny because as an artist, it's weird when you Google your name and there's a gazillion things that pop up, and, you know, I remember sitting there and telling my girlfriend, fiance, one day, you know, I mean, this was it. I mean, I must be doing something right if I'm all over the web right now at some point. So I guess there's a switch at some point where you realize that all these people are doing things online for you, and there's all these different sites available that you've never even heard of, and you're like, wow. So it's kind of cool, definitely, but yeah, I'm pretty easy to find online.
Yeah, pretty rewarding, too, because I know you put in a lot of work.
Well, yeah, you know, it is. It's one of those things where you have to work for it, and, mm-hmm. and I think that's been my struggle is, you know, I love the music so, so much, and I just love writing and performing. You know, it's such a passion of mine, and then when you get into the business aspect of it, it's just something that has always been tough for me to grasp, be able to say, you know, hey, listen, I need you, or I want you to buy the CD, or I think you should buy it, or, you know, come pay for this or pay for that, when you just want to get involved in just the actual performance aspect. So eventually we ended up getting a great, you know, set of agents, Bobby Roberts Agency down in Nashville, one of the biggest agencies down there, and they, we signed up with them last year, and they've been fantastic on that aspect. And it definitely makes a big difference, allowing me to focus more on just what I love to do as opposed to the business aspect of it.
Good. Sounds great. Any other special plans for the future?
Well, we're already working on a third album for sure. I've got a lot of good new songs. I know that we've got some major labels right now that are very interested in what we've done, which mm-hmm. is good. I can't drop any names for obvious reasons, but I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, the future still looks good. And amazingly, even at my age, you know, I've still managed to keep doing it, and people are still interested in hearing it. And I think I look forward to seeing, you know, how far I can take it. And getting some new songs put on CD so that the fans can hear it.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, thanks a lot, Levi, and definitely all the best for the future.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
You
have a great day.
You too. Bye.
We left town, me and the boys, a couple weeks ago. Threw some bags in a ragtop and headed down to Mexico. I met you, my little Tijuana queen, you know you knocked me out. Fact is, since I left, you're all that I can think about. Well, they laugh out loud and my friends all say that I might just be borderline crazy. Truth is, there ain't nothing that I'd rather do than go a little borderline crazy with you. Heading back down, float to the fore, a couple hours till I cross the line. I've flown black hair, I can't wait to get there, man, I'm losing my mind. Hitting the clouds, hearts in a race, I never felt this way in my whole life. Girl, I hope you brought your dancing shoes, it's gonna be a wild night. Well, they laugh out loud and my friends all say that I might just be borderline crazy. Truth is, there ain't nothing that I'd rather do.